Welcome back. In this video, we're going to take the same app we made in the last video, our single page Xamarin Forms application, and implement the MVVM architecture. So you'll notice the app running on my simulator looks very similar to the app that we made in the last video, with a slight difference because I've added in a list. So now when I click save, I can save multiple notes into my note-taking app. And as we expect, when I tap delete, everything goes away. Now, what is MVVM? MVVM is an acronym that stands for Model View View Model. So in my app here, I've added in the corresponding folders. We now have a Models folder, we have a View Models folder, and we have a Views folder. Now, Views is our UI code. This is the same UI that we implemented in the last video here in C#, but we've removed those click handlers. You'll notice in this code, there's just bindings everywhere. We don't necessarily have any code that runs any actions when the user taps on a button. We just have bindings, bindings, bindings everywhere. And those bindings are talking to our view model, because in MVVM, we separate the UI code from the view model code. And in the view model, that's where our business logic happens. That's where all the code that runs when we tap on buttons, or if we want to interact with APIs, or if we want to update the screen, all that code executes in the view model and just tells the screen how to update. So the view and the view model don't know what each other are necessarily doing, but they're always shouting back and forth to each other to let each other know about what updates they've made. So let's first start by looking at our models. Here, I've created a note model. I've created this note model, and the model in MVVM just describes an object. So in this case, we're taking notes. And what does a note have? Well, a note's going to have text. So I've created this public string text. Now, we could also add in something like date time. There we go. And we could keep track of maybe the timestamp, for example, of our note. Or maybe we want to add in a title. So all these things that define what is in our note model, we define here in the note model class. So in MVVM, this is the model. So the note model doesn't do anything. There's no behavior in here. It just describes the values of the note. Now let's look at our view and our view model side by side to understand what's really going on and how they communicate together. So the way MVVM works, the UI is separate from the business logic. So the view is separate from the view model. But they shout back and forth to each other with updates anytime values change. And the way we connect each other, the way we loosely couple the view and the view model, is via the binding context. So I've set the binding context of the view equal to our main page view model. So now, when the main page shouts out any updates, so for example, when we add text to the editor, and it shouts out, hey, the editor's text has changed, that view model is listening and knows what to do. And the way the view model knows what to do is because of these bindings. So by setting a binding on our note editor, we've said that anytime your text property is updated, shout out to the view model that note text has changed. And our view model has a property called note text. So when the view model is listening and hears that the note text has changed, it updates this value in the view model. So this string in the view model will always be the same value as the value that we see on the screen in our view. Pretty cool. So likewise, we've added in bindings to our buttons. So our buttons, they now shout out, hey, save note command has executed. Let's do that again. So our buttons now will shout out, execute save note command anytime the user taps on the button. And just as we expect in our view model, we have a property called save note command. And this is what we'll execute anytime the view shouts that out. So likewise, with delete button, we have our erase notes command here in the view model. And Something new in this app is our list, which Xamarin Forms calls a collection view. And it has an item source called notes collection. So that item source, that is just the items that appear in the list. And as you'd expect, we have a property in a view model called notes collection. So again, anytime the notes collection is updated, it shouts back to the view to let it know, and then the view displays the updated list. So let's take a look at what happens here. I'm going to put a breakpoint here in my view model. Now, in my view, as soon as I start entering text, we should hit this breakpoint. And there we go. So I typed in the letter H, and right away, what happened was the view shouted out to the view model and said, hey, update note text with this new text value because the user typed it in. And down here in the view model, we can see that our new value is H. Cool, so that means the note text will always be in sync in the view model with the actual value that the user has entered into the view. So let's keep running, and let's see what happens when I enter in, let's enter in a little bit more text here. Let's get rid of that breakpoint first so we don't keep hitting it. There we go. Hello world. And so now, let's add in a breakpoint up here into our command. So we have our save notes command, which is bound to our save button. So when I tap the save button, the view will shout to the view model and say, execute the save notes command. And so when I tap this, our save note command executes, and we hit this breakpoint where we create our new note model, and we pass in the text for our note, pass in the note model to our notes collection, and then because we've saved it, we go ahead and clear out the text of the user's note. So when we click play, there it is. So what we've done, we've implemented MVVM into our single page application. Our UI code is now separate from our business logic. Our view is separate from our view model. And this is important because it helps us maintain our apps. If we want to now update our UI, we can do that without having to worry about changing anything in the business logic. And likewise, if we wanted to update the business logic, we can do that without having to worry about affecting anything in the view. Thanks for joining me today, and stay tuned for our next video where we add a second page to this application and learn how to navigate back and forth between pages.